Hello everybody and welcome back to the Finding Feet podcast. My name is Abby.
And I'm Grace.
And this podcast is dedicated to you living your best life, finding self-love, and of course, finding your feet.
And today we're helping you find your feet in the world of online dating.
Dun dun dun.
Because it's a whole mind field.
Yeah, it literally is.
But we're going to give you a strategy.
We are. Like, if you're someone that's struggle with them or not sure how you feel, you want to get back into it, this is like the perfect episode.
Yeah, because I think dating apps are really good.
Yeah, when you use them.
Yeah,
intentionally.
With a strategy.
Yeah.
But like, when people are like, oh no, like, I don't want to meet someone on an app, I want to meet someone organically, I want someone in a coffee shop to come and talk to me. It's like, it's just not saying that's not going to happen, okay? It could happen, but like, why not? They're a great tool.
Yeah.
To like, and I think that there's magic and like fate and stars aligning within these apps.
Of course. The universe works in some crazy ways.
It will work through whatever you want it to.
Literally anything. Like, it's pure energy, so how could it not?
Mm-hmm.
If your person is out there, then of course they will come through on a dating app if you go for it.
Mm-hmm. But these are tried and tested tips,
mm-hmm.
as we have both met people from apps in the past, haven't we?
We have.
So, like, we have had success through this type of dating.
Exactly.
And we've tried it for a while. Like, as in, like, we've been round the block. I don't mean that. In that way, I mean, like, you know, we've existed as they first came out and then how people use them now, and you know.
Oh yeah, when Tinder first ever came about. Actually, no, yeah. not ever, actually.
I remember when it first came out, we were in college, we were 17,
yeah,
and
days.
We were like, all like, have you got Tinder?
It was like the biggest buzz in the whole entire world. It was like dopamine sissy. I remember we used to just sit on it all the time, like, it's really weird thinking back to it. But yeah, we've seen it through.
Mm.
And I've met some really, really beautiful, incredible people off dating apps, I actually have.
Mm.
And some have turned into friends as well, which I think is so lovely.
Mm.
And then there's also been situations where it's not been great and you just learn from it.
Yeah.
So we've like put it all together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Little things to avoid.
Yeah. And also we're filming this on Friday the 5th of May, which is the lunar moon eclipse or whatever in Scorpio, which means it's the perfect time to manifest. It really is.
Yeah, yeah.
And me and Abby are going to full moon circle tonight.
Ooh, I'm together. So excited. It'd be so nice. I feel like we rarely do things like that together.
Yeah, I know.
We always meditate together and shit like that, but like,
I love meditating with you.
Yeah, it's nice. We barely go to like events in that way.
Yeah, I can't wait to like read out my raw vulnerable things of whatever I'm going to end up saying in the moon circle with you.
Yeah, me too. I feel like we're going to like bring some vulnerable finding your feet energy to the space.
Yeah, because at the last one I went to, my voice was breaking when I was talking about what I wanted to let go of. And also, it's so, like, it was so powerful because I literally put in my order with the universe and it manifested.
Mm.
And now it's so funny because I'm going to the next one. I'm like, what am I going to manifest next?
I love that. No, I'm excited. It's going to be powerful. So that energy is infused into this episode. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and BetterHelp are on a mission to make therapy more accessible for people all around the world. So Grace and I are massive advocates for therapy. We always talk about how it's changed our lives. I think in particular with dating, probably wouldn't be where we are right now if it wasn't for therapy.
1,000,000%.
So that is why we're really, really happy to be sponsored with BetterHelp. So BetterHelp is an online platform. And what you do is you go online and you fill in a questionnaire and you tell them what you need support for. So say if you want support with your patterns, your past to help with dating, you could literally explain exactly that to them. They will match you with a therapist that they think fits your needs perfectly. And then even if you actually match with someone and you think, I want to match somebody else or I want to focus on something different, then they will match you with a different specialist. BetterHelp is all done through an app as well. So what you do is you set up weekly voice calls or video calls, and you can also send text messages, and they can also send you like little bits of homework to really like get your mind thinking in between sessions and then bring something new to the therapist. So you've always got something to discuss and digest together. BetterHelp is much more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and they are also offering our listeners a 10% discount off your first month. So if you do want to try out therapy with BetterHelp, you could just do the first month with a discount, see how you get along. Then even if after the first month, if you think it's not for you, then you can cancel it or you can carry on. But I do highly recommend. My experience with BetterHelp has been incredible. They really, really helped me through a difficult time in my life. So if you do want to access that discount, just go to betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That is betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet.
Online dating, there is process. There's so many things. There's your profile set up. There's the messaging. There's the moving off the apps. There's what to look for. All this kind of stuff. But first, we need to start in the energy and the mindset.
Oh, yes.
Like, you need to get your energy right first to go into it with the right vibration for success.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than going into it of like, oh, like, I hate this app, or I hate that I have to do this, and or I'm just going to go on this for like, maybe just see what's about. I think when you're intentional and directional, you get good results
mm-hmm.
from apps. So I think you need to know what you want
mm-hmm.
from like, what do you want? What are you going on there for? Are you going on there for a shag? Are you going on there for love? Are you going on there for husband? Are you going on there just because you want to go on some dates? Are you newly single and you just want to date? Put your foot in the pool and have someone take you out? Few people take you out? Like, what are you looking for? Know that, because then you can filter through all the people, because everyone on there is looking for a whole load of different things. There's people on there looking for wives, for husbands. There's people on there looking for sex. There's people on there looking to take you out on a Friday night and that's it. There's people on there looking to trauma dump and cry on you. So you need to know what you want so that you can, like, I always think of dating apps as like a busy road. And it's like you could cross the road, but you got to know which way you're going on the other side. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So you can, like, get past all the, there's so much there.
Yeah.
Filtering through.
Mm-hmm.
But also what's really important, I think, is to be going to it being very optimistic and open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Because dating apps put you into this like analytical vibe, because you're like swipey swipe, look, review, review, swipey review. You're not experiencing anyone yet.
Mm-hmm.
That, well, obviously on Hinge there's voice notes and stuff, which is great because it brings life to the pages, the profiles. Mm-hmm. But still, you don't actually know what this person's like at all. They could look cool as fuck on the profile and actually go and date with them and they're an absolute melon. So, you know, like, you just don't know. So, like, you need to remind yourself that humans are experience-based animals. And, like, a human, I mean, experience-based things. As in, like, you could have someone whose page, they look cool, and in your head you're like, I hope they swipe me back because they look so sick. And then they do, and you go on a date and they're like, actually really shit.
Yeah.
Or like, really boring, whatever. And then you can have someone else's page who like isn't usual type, you might not have swiped them or whatever, because you've got like a list in your head of like, they need to be 6'5" and have this job and do this. And and like, you can have this whole like, oh, like, oh, they're not my type, I don't only go at fancy guys like that, and like just only go for a certain type of look or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But And you could literally X the love of your life because you're being too analytical on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think reminding yourself that humans are experience-based things, because you will know what they're like from either chatting to them or going on the date.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make full judgment of them from their profile. And also, I'm talking to past me here, because we did a date, an episode about Hinge and stuff, chatting random stuff about dating. Like,
what was that episode directed on?
Hinge and dating.
So just like Hinge and general stuff.
We've talked about Hinge a lot.
Yeah.
In random episodes, and I've said random things.
Yeah.
This is what I mean. We've been around the block.
Yeah, we have, like, our views.
But
changed.
I used to be too analytical on it. Like, I used to look at it too much, like, as in, analyze the profile too much.
Yeah, like, and then, what were the famous words?
I don't want to repeat them because it was so criminal.
No, but it's always good to change your mind on things.
Yeah, if you're not changing your mind, you're not growing.
Exactly.
No, I would look at it and be like, could you be my husband, yes or no? Like, from that. And I didn't actually mean, like, I literally wanted a husband right then and there. Like, you know, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant as in, like, would this go anywhere? And it's like, how the fuck are you going to know if it's going to go anywhere from someone's fucking profile with like four pictures on it and three prompts? Like, seriously, get a grip. That is when Logan Urey came into my life, who wrote that book, How to Not Die Alone. And I'm not gonna lie, guys, it's a life-changing book. And it's got such a cringy title, so please look past the title and order it anyway and wear it on the, read on the tube, no shame, because it's just to pull you in. The actual content of the book is so good. She's the head of relationship science at Hinge. She knows what she's talking about. And if you want a practical advice on how to actually get a date and meet someone and get off the apps and like get, have a done deal, you need to consume her. She's genius. She's genius.
Yeah, no, totally. I think it is, like, if it's not working for you, it's about educating yourself through people like her. But totally, like, with the energy you approach it, like, that is like the main thing. And if you're like downloading apps thinking these are a load of shit, like, even when people around me say, oh, dating apps are a load of shit, I'm like, no, they're not, because like, I'm not using them right now, but when I do, or if I do in the future, I don't want to go on a dating app thinking, God, this is shit and this is full of shit people, because that is exactly what you will get. If you're just like speaking that out, then that is literally what you're going to get. So I think having a really clear energy and intention on what dating apps are and what they can do for you, and also just being aware of what place you're in. Because I think the only time when dating apps can be like a proper hindrance is when like, is when you may feel quite bad in yourself. And then like, because I'm just thinking in my head, like, no matter what happens on a dating app, even if it doesn't turn into anything, you can still meet beautiful people and still just leave them where they're at, and that's that. But I think if you're in a bad place in yourself and you're approaching dating apps like just like habitually and going on dates and then being like, oh, this person doesn't like me, you're just going to end up in like a worse place. So I think the main things that when you approach it is like knowing that dating apps are going to help you, and being intentional, and then also knowing that you're in the right place to be on dating apps. Because if you're not, then you are just going to keep going around in circles.
Yeah. You don't need to be on them all the time. But if you have a goal to either meet someone, have an actual relationship, or just go on some dates, or you want to shag, whatever your goal is.
I think you can put that on Hinge now, can't you? You know, it says like, looking for long-term whatever. Does it say you can. Sex, though?
Oh, I think...
Or
it says like figuring out my dating goals, or you can write personalized ones. If you did want to write looking for shag, you could write
that. Oh yeah, actually I've seen some people write that, like looking for fun or something.
Yeah. You can put looking for, it doesn't literally write, you don't write, I'm looking for this. It's like a filled out box. It's less cringy than what it sounds like. But it's actually really good to fill it out on the page. I think when you have an app, if you actually want to meet someone, like to maybe go into a relationship, I think fill your profile up with as much information as you can, because it just gives off more about you. And we'll get into that later. Like, as in, you want your profile to be very much looking like you. Because you don't want to appeal to everyone, because that's not actually good. You don't want everyone hinged to like you.
Yeah.
You only want your people to like you, and your people are going to find you if you are putting more clear vibes out on there. But anyway, you can put like looking for a long-term relationship, or looking for short-term, or you could put looking for long-term but open to short, or things like that. Or like looking for a life partner. If you really are looking for the one that you can put on there, and that is a straight away is such an easy way to know whether someone's worth speaking to or not, because you can see whether your intentions are aligned with what you're both on there trying to do. But also now on there they've got like whether you're into polygamy and that. Like you can put in it's polygamy when you're into basically like open relationships and stuff.
I thought polygamy
multiple
was
partners and,
like where you got like multiple
If you're basically not into monogamy, you can put that on there, because there's usually a lot of people that aren't,
but like multiple like actual partners, I think polygamy,
yeah. Well, anyway, you can like boyfriends. Fill out so much information on now, and I'm talking about Hinge mainly. I think Hinge is the app to go for if you're, I don't know about other countries, but if you're UK listening, like Hinge is like the best one, I think.
Yeah, I feel like Hinge is where it's at.
You like Twitch then, you think Tinder.
I twitched then.
Your like, eyes went like that. I think it's, again, your body's talking to you. You need to get
on. The universe is trying to make me go on Tinder, isn't it?
Yeah, because basically before we started recording, we were just saying, oh, what we're going to talk about. And then I said, oh, I'll just probably just recommend Hinge as an app. Like, because I think Tinder, like, nah. And your ears started ringing.
Yeah, which always means
and
something.
And your eyes just twitched then. So I think
and it was 12-12.
Yeah, and it was 12-12 when we said it. And you did meet your last boyfriend on Tinder as well. So we can't say Tinder's not all that.
I need to download Tinder.
You need to download Tinder.
The guy's waiting there.
He's on Tinder.
Yeah, I mean, I don't write Tinder off, but I feel like up north in England, Tinder's a little bit more normal. I feel like in London, I don't think people really use Tinder. It is seen as like a bit of a sex one.
Sex app.
But I do find that quite a lot of people are on Tinder up here, even though I haven't used it in quite a while. But then I don't know, because Tinder's just a bit like, you can't fill in questions or anything like that.
Hinge is great.
Yeah, Hinge is way more intentional. But I do also notice how, like, you can see people that are filtered through from Tinder and then they don't want to answer the questions or anything.
Obviously, oh, yeah, and they'll just put, like, a dot on.
Yeah,
I'm like, get in the bin.
Yeah, I'm literally like, if you cannot even be asked, fill that in. Like, what does that say?
I'm definitely not going to go on a date with you.
No.
Bye. I think, like, so yeah, get into your mindset. And like, if you find dating hard, which I have in the past, like I've always been like, had a resistance towards it. Mm. And like, I didn't want to be, like, I would take big breaks from dating and stuff, like, you know, depending on the vibrations of my life. But if you're someone who like, maybe like, doesn't enjoy it, like finds it really nerve-wracking, doesn't enjoy going on dates, you always like, dates are fun, whereas maybe now like I think, oh yeah, yeah. Whereas at the time I think, no, they're not fun. And if you've had bad experiences, like, you will think that.
Yeah,
so you might need some accountability. Like, if you have a goal that you want to meet someone, you want to go on some dates, whatever, you're gonna need but you don't enjoy the process, or you find it a bit overwhelming, or you get nervous and you get in your head and la la la, you might need some accountability.
Yeah.
And that's when I think, like, set yourself a goal, like a date a week or a date a month, you know, like depending on what you can tolerate. Some people could do 3 dates a week. You know, we know friends who live in cities that have done that, and line them up throughout the week, or they do back-to-back dates. They got you on a schedule because they're on a mission.
Yeah.
And humans are experience-based things, and you've got to get on the date to even know. Well, obviously, you can kind of tell in a chat as well, but you to know if, like, the vibes are there. Or, like, you like them or not. You need to see, like, how you feel around someone, what side of you they bring out, all that kind of stuff. But so I think telling your friends about it, right, I'm going to start dating and I'm gonna commit to doing 1 date a week or 1 date a month or one date every 2 weeks. And you tell them and then you're, like, checking on me, make sure I'm doing... Like, as in, like, ask me, like, so... Have you, you know, then you've got like someone you want to like chicken out, you want to let your fear come in front of your like goal or your why and what you want to do. You think, oh God, no, because my mate's going to ask me, she's going to think I'm being a knob. Yeah, so I think like setting a goal and accountability. And I also think setting yourself up so you're ready to go. So like if you don't have any outfits that you feel confident in to go on a date, I think you need to like pre-buy them.
Yeah,
like order yourself some clothes and like be like, these are my date outfits, so like whenever the date happens, like say you haven't got any lined up yet but you're just ready to go, it's like going, you know, you have a job interview, you want to get a new job.
Yeah,
get yourself a new outfit for your job interview. And then you line up all your job interviews and you outfits there, you're just ready to go, you're here and you tell the universe, I'm ready for action.
Yeah
got my outfit.
Yeah, it's like manifesting. Yeah, so here we're just going to quickly go through some practical tips as well, because I think people do sometimes struggle with how to actually show up on dating apps.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they know who they are on Instagram or maybe they don't, but like, and then it comes to dating apps and they're like, oh, don't know, is this appropriate? Should I write this? Shouldn't I write this? Should I include this person? Should I not? And I think the main thing is to approach it how you would, like how... You want like your most authentic self to come across to who you believe is your aligned partner, if that makes sense. So like when I'm doing my Hinge prompts, and if I'm like really like channeling into kind of like my higher self and like my self-worth, then if I'm like, oh gosh, is this a bit too much or something? And I'm like, well, no, because the person that I want to align with and be with would not think this is too much. And like you said before, if some of your prompts scare people off, then that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because they're doing you a favor. Like, you don't want to have one of those profiles where, like, every guy's like, oh, great, great, great. So you're just going to end up with, like, loads and loads of melons. So I think,
we
like...
We want melons.
Yeah. I think, I can't remember what my last Hinge ones were, but I remember saying one to you and then I was like, that will probably scare guys off, but it's fine because maybe that just, like, needs to happen. So I think when you're doing it, just really channel into your... kind of like higher self, and don't worry about, not like being too much, like, you don't need to write like an essay or anything, but like just write what really feels good for you, that like clicks, that feels right, that like your aligned partner that you want to meet, go on dates with or anything, like that's going to resonate with them. You don't want to resonate with every Tom, Dick and Harry on Hinge.
No, but also going even back to more basics, like a strategy, your prompts, you need them to be replyable. At least one of them needs to be replyable. So you need to ask a question, you need to do something where people can grab onto it. You give it's fishing, you know, you're giving them a bit. They need to be able to have something to bite at on your profile to start the conversation. So yes, 100% be you, but also make sure you're like strategically putting out ones that people can actively engage with as well.
Yeah, and then as well, if they're you, then the right people will be drawn to that question.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Because other people will be like, oh, I'm not interested in that prompt or whatever. And yeah, I think the energy of them is a massive thing. I mean, obviously I've not looked at girls on Hinge, but I know for a fact there are a lot of guys that have the worst energy ever with their prompts.
Like, their trauma to the prompts.
Yeah,
they're
like
bringing their Hinge trauma to the prompts.
Well, it's either that or it's that they're like, they literally just cannot be bothered. They've put no reply, or they put like, one thing about me is I hate these prompts or something like that. You know, like when they just can't reply to them, or like just in general, awful prompts. It's so negative.
Yeah,
I
like
you pick up on that frequency.
Don't talk to me if you don't want to go on a date or something like
passive aggressive.
Yeah, like. Talk to me if you actually reply on this app and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it literally makes you feel scared before you even talk to someone. Like, as in, you just want to talk to someone like that. I always remember that one, but I mean, this is just, he was probably just a bit crazy, saying, well, do not go out, you should not go out with me if you have more than 1,000 followers on Instagram. Oh, gosh, I do not want to be inside your brain. I don't know what's going on there.
What the hell? Yeah, like stuff like that is just like really negative.
Yeah, but I think, well, I don't know because I'm not seeing girls once, but I can imagine people may, you know, like when you're trying to be a bit funny, like all approach this in this like vibration, well, fair enough, which is like your sense of humor. But I think if all your replies are like a bit like
sarky,
bad frequency, and sarcastic, and then
they're like sarky, like, and they're a bit of a defense as mechanism as well. But it's like, it's not. You're not
proper
giving
defense, like, not... like, don't come in, don't actually come in. I'm just gonna put this joke there and make you laugh. It's like, oh, maybe I do want to come in.
Yeah.
Then I suppose that helps you as well, like just swish away the people. Yeah. But then I think if you're being intentional and wanna, for example, meet a life partner, then I don't think you should approach it too like sarcastically and stuff.
No, no, definitely not. The last time I was on Hinge, I had a prompt on there which anyone feel free to steal. It was because it sparks off loads of conversation. And I think I was inspired by someone else, Ali Abdaal, saying that it was on his. And I was like, that's fucking good. And it was like, one thing I want to know about you, that's the prompt. And then I put a book or a podcast that changed the way you think. Because I'm like so interested in stuff like that. Like, and I'm sure probably loads of the people listening are as well, because you're like consuming content like this. So like, I love talking about pods. I love talking about books. Like, that's something I'm interested in. Yes, the person I'm like that I would then go out with doesn't need to be obsessed with that too. But we can spark off an interesting conversation. That's something for them to bite at.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be able to as well like sense their vibe from the answer they give me or whatever. But like, that sparks off so much conversation.
Yeah.
And you find out really interesting things about people, like... found out that some guy who had like a cool profile was like some big history nerd that I would never have guessed. But like, and I say that not, I don't mean nerd in a bad way, I mean like, that's really interesting. I would never have known that about that person. Like, it's good way to like chat.
Yeah.
And learn stuff about people. So like write something along those lines of like that someone can bite at and tell you something about themselves. You can have a conversation about it. It can lead off to so many things.
Yeah.
And you also, it's filtering through the kind of people that are on your vibe. Because like someone who maybe doesn't like to pick up a book every now and then, or like listen to a podcast that might change their mindset slightly or improve themselves, they're not my kind of person. So they're the kind of person that wouldn't reply to that isn't someone that I would really get on with anyway.
Yeah,
totally. Like it's filtering in growth mindset people, which is who I would want to be around. So like, you know, you can be strategic.
Yeah,
like the strategy.
And then I think as well with your pictures, it's like a really similar thing of share pictures where, I don't know, like you're doing something you love, maybe it's a hobby, because that can as well like really spark conversation. You know, like if you see like some guys doing like some crazy thing, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Or if it's just something you enjoy, like say there's a picture you just dancing in a field with your friends or something, just vibing, like share that. Like, I think that's like anything that speaks to like your soul and who you are. I think that's really good. Showing like your personality instead of just like, I mean, also include your posy pics, but I think it's nice to include that like really raw part of like, okay, this is me in my everyday life.
Yeah, yeah. Some people say like, you know, you don't fill up your whole page with like all your like absolute glamatron best images, because you're not actually going to look like that all the time anyway. Because how often do you get that dressed up? Like, you don't, like, they're going to see you in your everyday to day vibes.
Yeah. I think like, and I think that's just one side of someone as well. Yeah, like, that exactly. That side of me is literally just like a fifth of me.
Yeah.
And I have four other ones.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so like, I think like mix it, like maybe put up you doing a hobby. Like I didn't want to the time, the podcast, that's interesting, but I never put that on my Hinge because I didn't want to, because it was like, I don't want to put this on it. But like, you, if you have a hobby or something, like you could put that on, because that would be, someone would ask you about that all day long.
Yeah.
But yeah, put on maybe you. Yeah, maybe you looking.
I put one of me painting on mine.
Oh yeah, and that was a successful. That sparked
loads of conversation. But loads of people used to say, "Do you enjoy decorating?" And I was like, "I'm not decorating. I'm painting a canvas."
I fucking love decorating, man.
Yeah, but like,
No, one thing that really made me laugh about when you were last on Hinge was, well, I don't know why, but like, all the guys at Cass, can you smoke weed?
It's happened multiple times, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, guys, if you think this is a thing, but this is why Hinge gets all a bit confusing with all these rules. It's like, obviously, I had, like, no smoking and alcohol sometimes. And then, oh, and then pills, no, because that is a big no for me. But then I was like, I'm not going to include the weed because it's not important. But apparently it is, guys. Apparently if you don't include the weed, then that obviously means I'm a stoner. Because that is what a few people said to me, like, so you smoke weed then? And I was just like, no. I was like, am I just giving off this vibe that I smoke weed? Until one of them said to me, well, you don't have the weed thing on your profile. And then I was like, oh, right, this actually makes sense, because the other person as well was...
Yeah.
So apparently that's the thing.
Mm.
But I don't think read too much into that, because I feel like quite a lot of people might just put sometimes alcohol and not include the others. Yeah. It doesn't mean they're on all the others.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
you didn't
yeah.
have it on yours, did you?
I can't remember, yeah.
Or did you put no to weed?
I think I might have put no on the end after you told me the story, but I didn't put weed on four because I thought I'd never do that. I was no.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, it's not even a question. I'll just leave it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, yeah, maybe it does look a bit weird because I included the others, of like the pill and stuff.
Yeah. Anyway. Fill out, the more information you fill out, the better, I think. I think
exactly. Include all the icons.
Yeah, just put it all on there. Yeah, answer all the icons. Like,
yeah.
I think I just didn't put on about children. I didn't put on that. So I just was like, you know, you can put like, do you want children?
Yeah.
And I was just like, God, there's just so much going on here. I just leave that one for now.
This is gonna dig first.
Yeah. But yeah, pictures, I think you need to have like, yeah, maybe you like when you are looking glam, one of them. But then you like normal vibes, you maybe doing a hobby, you with friends, because people need to know that you've got mates and that, and that you're not like a loner or like a narcissist that just like takes those selfies.
Yeah,
you know, like, you know, showing the vibrations. But yeah, keep your prompts positive. No bringing in the trauma, or like, you should go out with me if you won't cheat on me, or something like that. Like, no, you know, I understand the pain you may feel if you've been cheated on, but if you're going to go back into dating and you're writing that, you're not ready. It's time to heal first, honey. So like keep the things positive and make sure strategically writing them so at least one of them is replyable. At least one of them is a conversation starter. Because that's what you're using for, starting a conversation. And getting on a date.
Yeah.
It's a means to an end. You do not want to be on these apps forever.
No.
Hinge's tagline's designed to be deleted. Yeah, and so think about it like that, like means to an end. I'm here for a short time, not a long time.
Yeah.
Like, and you're just using it to get on some dates. Like, that's where you're going to meet people. So like, you don't need to be on it forever. I think that's when like dating apps get like draining.
Yeah, and like I think me and you with dating apps, like I'm not asked about messaging first as well, because I think a lot of girls do get a bit weird about that. And then what can sometimes happen is you just end up with a load of guys and there's no conversation. And I think that is in itself so draining. Like, it literally annoys me. I'm like, why are these people matching me? And then there's no conversation. It's like, you're wasting my life here. Like, what's the point of even matching? But obviously, like, it's nice when they talk as well. But I think, yeah, definitely don't be scared to message first, reply 100%. To their prompts.
Yeah, 100%. I think I've heard, like, girls talk about before when they're like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I'll never message guy first on Hinge. And I'm like, fucking drop that shit, like, right now. Like, it's nothing to do with, like, the feminine, the masculine, and the gender role. Like, it's nothing to do with, like, oh, if I do that, they're not going to fancy me. Or, like, they're not going to want to date. Like, that's... No. At this point, at this stage, when you're on the apps, nothing is personal. Because they don't even know you. And if you they match you and don't ever talk to you, it could literally be because they were on Hinge for a day and just swiped you. And actually, they're not really using it properly. Like, there's so many reasons. Like, you can't take anything personal at this stage. So that's why you need to go on there and put in the work. Like, show up, like, talk to people, reply to their prompts, like, do message first, initiate the date first. Sometimes, like, I think maybe guys can be scared, they don't want to come off to ask you out too quick in case they think that you're going to be scared, because a girl's safety's more, girls more concerned with their safety on a dating app than a guy, because they're more vulnerable. So like, I think don't be afraid to initiate the date either. Also, send voice notes. Do the voice note thing on Hinge. Like, that, you can well tell someone's vibe from a voice note. Stop banging out the voice notes. Like, even if you feel cringy as fuck, like, just do it anyway. Yeah, I think be open and, like, don't disregard all those rules of, like, oh, girls can't do this. Like, even, like, getting their number and taking it off Hinge, like, there's nothing wrong with the girl being the first person to do that.
Yeah, I've said that to guys
before. So have I.
I'm like, you're doing my head in. Why is this
just so like, I want to get off this fucking app. Let's chat on WhatsApp, all right?
Yeah.
A little snorty snort there. So I think as well, what you need to do is you need to set aside time daily to reply to messages, because otherwise they build up and it does get overwhelming.
Yeah.
And then you're like, just end up thinking, and then you just, none of them come through into an actual date. Because, not to sound like a dick, but I think that Hinge and apps are like a lead gen tool, if you think about it from a business perspective. As in, like, you're going on there, there's lots of opportunities, lots of, like, potential leads, potential dates. But to actually funnel them through to become an actual date, like, you need to be replying and putting in the work. And, you know, like, there's actual, like, analytical data from Hinge about how quick your response time is and all this, how successful you are of getting on dates and deleting the app. And if that's probably your goal, of you want to get on some dates and eventually have a reason to delete the app. So you're way more likely to do that if you just replying. And yes, I know we're all busy. We're all fucking busy and we don't have time. But if it's important to you that you want to date, it's, we're here for a short time, not a long time, on Hinge. So you just here, remember, means to an end. We're not on it to be on it forever. So yeah, maybe for a few weeks you might have to take 15 to 30 minutes out of your day to respond to all the eligible bachelors in your DMs. But that is what you just have to do to get to where you want to be.
Yeah, it's all priorities, isn't it? It's like, if you want to get healthier and fitter, then you will
gonna prioritize. Go to the gym.
Even if you've got the busiest schedule ever, you will prioritize that. So if you want to meet someone, then you have to prioritize that. And I think if it's not coming naturally and you're not prioritizing it, then you're just not in the right place to do it anyway.
Exactly.
And they're going to pick up on that energy anyway. So and then it's just like a whole load of, like, it's just a bit of a shit show and like 12-hour long replies.
Yeah.
Waiting 12 hours.
And if you're replying promptly, the kind of people that are also on Hinge to date with the same goal as you are going to be replying quickly as well back to you. So you're going to funnel them out of your thing and onto a date.
Yeah.
And also the algorithm on Hinge favors you when you're more active. So if you are, yeah, it does. So if you go on there and you're swiping and you're replying to people consistently and regularly, it's going to show your page to more potential matches, because it's like, right, this profile is actually actively using the app. Mm-hmm. So going to show it to more people because they're more likely to actually chat.
Yeah.
And that's going to make this person enjoy their Hinge experience more and therefore stay on the app more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, like, I never did this, but you can pay as well.
Mm.
And I think some, like, Ali Abdaal always says, like, he tells everyone, like, you should just pay to use Hinge and stuff. Pay for Hinge Premium. And
what's the difference?
You get way more, you're allowed to send more likes. You get capped on amount of likes and stuff that you can send in a day. And I can't remember what else, other stuff, but it boosts your profile, shows it to more people and stuff. You're just way more likely to, you just get, I think, exposed to more people, so you're way more likely to, like, get more matches and stuff. And you don't have to swipe through all your matches to see, you know, you have to, like, X one or like one to see the next one. You can basically look at them on a grid view and be like, yeah, no, rather than having to, like, so it's more efficient to use.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, some people are like, why would you pay? He always says, who you end up with in a relationship with or spending your life with is the most important decision of your life.
Literally.
Do you want to put some more pressure on it? Because that person, you're going to be spending loads of time with them. You're going to, like, literally enmesh.
You're
going to
become
way.
Them yeah. in a way.
Yeah, like,
partly.
If they don't believe in you or whatever, you're not going to believe in yourself in a year's time or whatever, because it will rub off on you, all this kind of stuff. If just, it's so important to, like, your health, your success, your happiness, everything, like, who you are in a relationship with. So you have to choose wisely. And he was like, if it's the most important decision you ever make, why are you not treating it like that? As in, so what is spending 10... Actually, I think Hinge might be quite expensive.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know.
It's like 30 quid a month or something. But if you want to do it, then... Or 20 quid a month, I don't know. But it's not like you're going to, like, spend 20 quid a month for a year.
Mm.
Hopefully not. Hopefully you'd be more successful than that. But, like...
Yeah, no, definitely.
It's just a short-term payment that you'll just use the app for a bit. But, like, yeah, he was saying, like, why would you not pay to have better tools to help you make the most important decision of your life?
Yeah, that's so true. I think if I go back on them, I'll definitely do that, actually.
Yeah.
I've said it like that because it is such an important decision and I fully believe that. So I don't get, like, why I wouldn't in a way. One thing that, like, that personally really doesn't resonate with me, which might help people, it's kind of like one of my little red flags, I think, in, like, dating apps, is when someone asks for your Instagram or maybe I don't know what other social media you really ask for. I'm not going to ask you Facebook. But before you've even met them, before you know them, I find it, like, so odd. And anytime I've ever done it, it never, nothing ever comes from it.
Never translates into a date.
No, never. And, like, for me, I think it's because Instagram is, like, so fun and, like, you can share what you want, share just, I don't know, selfies if you want, or you can share bits about your life, or, like, us, we do share, like, the podcast, so, like, we share clips about how we're feeling, etc., etc. But I just feel like Instagram stuff is such a small part of who somebody is. And you're only kind of putting out what you want people to see, and it's like, if you actually want to meet someone that, like, could potentially be your life partner, like, you want them to know, like, the essence of you before an Instagram.
Yeah.
And I always just question as well, like, why do you want to take it to Instagram? Like, why not take it to text?
Yeah, I know. I always think it's a dating app red flag.
Yeah, it is.
Because whenever any guy that's ever done that with me, they've always then gone over there and because they want to DM you on there. I'm more active on Instagram, like, I reply quicker on there, like, come over your Instagram. And then you give them your Instagram and they're like...
Nothing good happens in Instagram DMs.
No, it doesn't.
Ever.
No.
Who is enjoying convos there?
No. Instagram DMs are just as busy as a Hinge DMs. Like, if you want true dates, they need to move over into your WhatsApps, because then when they're in your WhatsApp, like, they're there amongst your friends and your family, like, they're in important conversation people. When they're on your DMs, they're also there with, like, Sally from school that randomly says, I love your top, or whatever. Like...
I love you so.
And also all the porno bots that message you asking you to watch their webcams and shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's and all the people that DM you saying, be an ambassador of my brand from all these spam. There's a lot of shit.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. I actually, you just jogged my memory. I actually had, well, it wasn't awkward, but the other day in the gym, I don't care because he's not going to listen to this. There was this guy that exactly did that, started talking on Hinge and then asked for my Instagram. And I thought, that's even weirder because she goes to my gym and now I'm going to have you on Instagram. But I was like, and I think I even said to you, I was like, oh, yes, my Instagram. And then I was like, oh, it's fine, I'll just give him. And moved it to Instagram, spoke for like a day and then left it. And I was like, so now I've just got you on Instagram. And you're in, I don't know. But then from there, I didn't really see him in the gym much. And then I saw him literally a few days ago. And I was like, I feel like he's, I'm just listening, I feel like he's a little bit sheepish. So I was like, he's not going to say hi. So I was like, I'm going to go out my way to say hi. Because I'm like, we've now got each other on Instagram and see each other's story. So we might as well just say hi. And then I waved him across the gym and he did that thing where he thought that I was waving at someone behind him. So he kind of just like looked at me and I thought, oh my God, he doesn't know I'm waving at him. So I waved again and then he kind of like nodded and he literally looked so awkward.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, I like, I don't know who I felt more sorry for, me waving from the top of the stairs to the whole gym or him not waving back, though he was on a row, so he couldn't really wave. Anyway, I kind of forgot about it.
He's got his hands on
the thing. I thought that's the last fucking time I wave at someone off Hinge. But then I kind of forgot about it and then went out the gym. But then I messaged him later on saying, by the way, that was me in the gym, because we'd never like properly said hi. And he was like, I'm so sorry. I thought he was waving at someone behind me. So I was literally just waving like, and everyone's like, who is she waving at?
I don't know.
But yeah, that's a perfect example of like just dead fish kind of thing there. Yeah, like, I'm like, what? But yeah.
I feel like the guys that ask for you gram, like, they've already just want to like check you out more, but like, because they know that on Instagram you're going to be putting all your selfies and stuff.
I think that's
stuff,
a bit weird. Yeah, it is weird. It's annoying. Like, right, okay, now you've checked out my Instagram, now what?
Now what?
Now it never goes anywhere.
Like, what? Yeah, it's weird. And they then just become a repetitive story viewer of a person you've never met in your life. And then it's so weird and annoying. I would just remove them. Like, any dead Hinge people that have come over to Instagram in over the time, they've all just got removed as I've removed them as a follower. Bye. I'm sorry, but I'm, you really aren't welcome at this party because I don't know you.
Yeah, it's like they're just viewing it from a superficial lens.
Yeah, I feel like it's a weird vibration, and like real guys that actually want to take you out on a date.
Yeah,
they want to get your number.
Yeah,
they don't want to get you on the gram.
Yeah, I love it when guys are not interested in the gram.
Get you on the WhatsApp.
Yeah, it's just not for the guys. So I'm like, I love it when you couldn't give a shit.
Like,
I think nearly all my exes haven't really had Instagram and I just love it.
Yeah, Instagram is for the girlies. Everything I post is for the girlies. Nothing on there is for the male gaze. Everything on there is for the girls.
Yeah, it's all about empowerment.
Yeah, I don't even mean, I just mean like outfits and shit. Like, why are boys going to care about it? They don't. Like, I do everything for the ladies. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like girly community.
Yeah.
And then you actually get an on, right? So you say you've done all this, you've successfully funneled them out, and are you going on a date? I think go on dates you want to go on. Like, this, you don't need to stick to like, oh, like, we should go out for dinner, or like, you know, like, sometimes even like, you know, this whole like who pays the bill shit can be quite anxiety inducing for people.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't go out on a £60 dinner date then, or something like that. Yeah, do you know what
definitely
I mean?
Not for first date.
On a first date and stuff like that. Like, you just maybe like, what makes you like, also, right, this was Logan Urey saying this and it's great advice, go on dates that are going to bring out the side of you you want to show. Like, if you are really shy and a bit awkward and sitting across from someone that you don't know in a fancy restaurant is going to make you feel not relaxed and you're not going to be able to open up and be yourself, which is completely fine, by the way, if that is you, don't agree to go on a date like that. Suggest something else. If you like are actually quite like gamey and fun and like you love laser tag, suggest that. Do you know what I mean? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like, if you're really sporty, like, why don't you suggest, oh, I don't know if that's a bit weird, but like a workout class together, that might be a bit random. But they might fucking love sports as well, so you might just hit off there and like go to Barry's and then grab a smoothie together after. Or like just go for a walk. Like, I just love a walk. Like go on a walk. Like
walks are a really good one.
You know, and then if the date's still going well, then you can go and grab a drink after, or you can go get coffee after, like or whatever. You know, like there's so many things you can do. You can do fun things. Like I've gone on a first date before, salsa dancing.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. And I've never done that before in my life. I've like never done salsa dancing before. And it was because this person actually went all the time. And I got to see this side of them of where they're, you know, loose with the hips and down for salsa dancing. And I was like, this is really cool.
No, I absolutely love that. I think, yeah. I think when you do something fun, it brings up more conversation anyway. If you're scared of like, shit, are we gonna have enough to talk about? If you're doing something like random, like hockey or something.
Yeah.
Well, not hockey.
Yeah, that's
golf.
The thing. If you're doing an activity, hockey, golf. If you're doing an activity, you're bringing basically a third party into your date.
Yeah.
So it's not just you two anymore. You've got this other thing that you can talk about. It's really good for like awkward silences. If you feel nervous, then you know that like, oh, if we go play crazy golf, or I know that's like a bit of like a memey day, isn't it? Like, oh, go play crazy golf. Well, actually might be.
No, it's a good one.
It's probably fun. Like, then you've got something else to talk about. Like, you know, and you can play damsel in distress and be like, oh, I can't move the golf thing into the little hole, you're gonna have to help me or whatever, like you know, like there's fun things.
Yeah,
you don't need to do like boring shit that you don't want to do. But yeah, think about designing dates that like actually bring out who you are, not things that like you're not, or like, do you know?
Yeah, things you don't enjoy, that
because then you're not gonna shine, and the date is for you to shine, honey.
Yeah,
and for them to shine, so you can see what they're like as well.
Yeah, and even if it doesn't go anywhere, at least you just had a nice time doing something. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've just been out doing an activity and met a new person. Like,
it's fine. You've not done something you didn't enjoy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like, some people really aren't into, like, boozing and that. Like, if alcohol's... Like, for me, I would not want to drink on a first date either. Because
it's such a no-no.
Yeah, because what the hell? How the hell? One, I don't really drink that much anyway. But if I say I'm like a regular drinker, how the hell am I going to tell if I like you or like if you're cool if I'm getting pissed? Because I'm not going to have an accurate reflection on you because I'm going to have a drunk goggles on.
Yeah. No, I always think that. I'm always in my head, I'm like, I would probably get on with anyone when I've had a drink.
Yeah.
Like, literally anyone. Because, like, when you've had a drink, or if you're a bit drunk...
Yeah, you would. You hit a point where you're like, you would get on with anyone, because I've seen you get on with anyone.
Yeah, you've seen it.
I'm like, Abby, we're fucking going home, and you're there like...
I just talk to the cows come home about literally anything, and it's like, I don't even need to think about it, like, it'll just come out. I could talk to anyone, so I'm like, I'm not going to get drunk on a first date, because I'll go home thinking you're the one or something.
Yeah.
Well, really,
and then go on a second date and you're like, tequila. Oh.
Yeah, and then like, I think I've actually done this, like literally gone on like a first date, ended up drunk, been like, well, yeah, it was a good time, da-da. And then like the next day or whatever is in daylight and I'm just looking at them thinking, what the fuck are we doing? Not like the way they look, but
no,
like,
but yeah, and you're the sober, energy, just
like, we don't really got anything to talk about actually.
Yeah. My other thing that I think is really good to do, and this again from Logan Yuri, is to always default to the second date, because first dates come with a lot of pressure in that people get very nervous. So it's highly likely they're not going to have been their full self, because they wouldn't have felt totally comfortable. So they could be like actually like really cool, but actually on a first date they just didn't shine because they were so nervous and like really scared. And actually like they could be the one for you.
Yeah.
So, I think always default to a second date unless they're like fucking crazy and you know they are and just don't. But you know, because there's so much like, oh, the spark and chemistry, like, I don't know if I fancy them. And it's like, how the hell are you going to know that from like sitting with someone for 2 hours, 3 hours? Like, are you serious? Like, how are you going to know that?
Yeah, you've got to give it time.
Yeah.
It's not always about the instant butterflies.
No, because sometimes they're trauma bonds.
Yeah, for sure. So that is the end of the app, but I feel like there was so much good stuff in there.
Yeah, there was. Big strategy. Everyone write it down.
It literally such a big strategy. I want to hear like your stories, guys. Like if you use a strategy, go and have successful dates or whatever. Or just like how you find it. Or if you have any funny date stories in general. Send them our way.
Yeah, love hearing all that stuff.
Yeah, I love dating stories. I'm gonna have to get out there soon to just give us some more content.
Yeah, you are.
It's getting a bit boring.
Yeah, come on.
Because now you're off the dating scene.
I am.
And now it's just me.
And now I'm not single anymore and Abby is.
Yeah. The tables have turned.
They have. But yeah, anyway, I'm so hungry, so we need to end the episode so we can go have our lunch. And also there's a wasp that has now appeared on the floor of the studio and I'm scared. So thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and it was helpful, and that now if you're ready to date, you are really ready to go and have a nice time.
Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.